Today we'd like to see the title of a special treasure in Exodus chapter 19, verses 1 to 25. To none with the people through MP3 or YouTube channel on there, we'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Question 1 and verse 2. For they had departed from Rephidim, had come to the wilderness of Sinai, and camped in the wilderness, so Israel camped there before the mountain. What name is the mountain in the context? Explain what happens at the mountain in the scripture, and what can we learn from here? In verse 5 and 6, now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. What do these mean in the context, and what can you learn from here? Question 3, in verse 16. Then it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thunderings and lightnings and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. Why did God's voice come in the extraordinary event? And what can we learn from here? In the last time in Exodus chapter 18:27, then Moses let his father-in-law depart, and he went to his way, to his own land. Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, advised Moses how to choose ministers in Exodus chapter 18:21. Moreover, you shall select from all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens, as Shishi H. adopts. Volunteer, this is the website. Verse 1, in the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. The Passover feast on first month 14th, in the third month especially, third month 6th was the Pentecost, Leviticus chapter 23:5. On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover, Leviticus 23:15-6, and you shall be counted for yourselves from the day after Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, seven Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after seventh Sabbath. Then you shall offer a now grain offering to the Lord. That is the Pentecost. That is around there in the first fruits feast. Verse 2, for they had departed from Rephidim, had come to the wilderness of Sinai and camped in the wilderness, so Israel camped there before the mountain. The mountain was Mount Sinai or Mount Horeb in Sinai Peninsula. There God appeared in flame of fire from the midst of a bush. There Elijah heard a still small voice of God. We can learn God communicated whomever, wherever he pleases. Exodus 3 and 2. Now Moses was attending to flock Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of a fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, a bush was burning with fire. But the bush was not consumed. Verse 3. Also 1 Kings 19:8-11-12, this is Elijah's case. So he rose, Elijah, ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as a fire at Horeb, the mountain of God. Then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind, after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. After the fire, a still small voice, actually, in the heart of Elijah. Lord appeared there. Verse 3. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. The Lord communicated with Moses and Mount Sinai, saying to tell the children of Israel. First of all, you have seen what I did to the Egyptian, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. God allowed the bondage in Egypt. Every happening, either good or bad, regardless of our comprehension, to Israelites to be brought back to God powerfully like eagle wings. Through such a tribulation, God's characters or Christ's characters may be built up to each of us. Course rep Matthew 10:29. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will. So Father's will always there. Exodus chapter 23:24. Now it happened in the process of time that the king of Egypt died. Then the children of Israel groaned because of bondage. And they cried out, and their cry came up to God because of the bondage. So God heard their groaning. And God remembered his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob. So they, you know, come back to Lord and closely through tribulation. Deuteronomy 32:11. As an eagle stirs up its nest, hovers over its young, spreading out its wings, taking them up, carrying them on its wings. So basic hover over its wings give us trouble because of molding them. Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary or not be tired. They shall walk and not faint. Romans 5:3-4. And not only that, but we also glory in tribulation, even glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance or patience, and perseverance or patience character build up hope. We are transformed into the image of Jesus. Verse 5, question 2. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice, keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. God is the valid owner of all the earth. Although Satan fraudulently possesses the earth by cheating Adam, here is the condition precedent: if obey and keep, Israel people shall be a special or a peculiar treasure. Israel people shall be specially directed by God above all people upon that condition. But the Israel people failed to obey and keep. Verse 6, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel. Question 2, still, God wants us to have a fellowship, which is deeper than mere relationship. That's a communion or oneness. So, God set up priests as Aaron's descendants, through whom Israel people were able to worship God and set apart from the world to heaven. But Israel people failed the condition. Now, by Jesus Christ's death and resurrection, all Christians in riches of mercy, love, grace, and kindness through each faith are a special treasure, where each Christian is led to live by the Spirit and by every his word, a royal priesthood where each Christian is a worshiper, not over the world, but over heavenly King, and a holy nation to proclaim the praises of Him. In the sense of to proclaim that every Christian is a minister as to the Lord with whatever job or position, not inconsistent with the Scripture, and wherever, 1 John 3 and 4, that which we have seen, heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. And these things we write to you, that your joy may be full. Ephesians 2, 3 and 9, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly place in Christ Jesus. And in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through Him, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. Verse 7. So Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before them all these words which the law commanded him, all is all. Without altering, Moses delivered all his word to the elders. A word minister must do so transparently or sincerely, like Moses, as Jesus commanded all to his disciples. But in the society, his word so much is peddled. Matthew 28:20, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. All things. Second Corinthians 17:17. For we are not as so many peddling the word of God, but as of sincerity, but as from God we speak in the sight of God in Christ. Verse 8. Then all the people answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. So Moses brought back the words of the people to the Lord. All the people fully accepted all his promises, including the condition to obey and keep in verse 5 and 6. Becoming the valid and impossible agreement, contract, or covenant. Why? Because we want to be God's special treasure, to have free access to worship, your fellowship with God, and to be a holy nation. They all agreed. Then God and Israel people were bound to perform by the covenant. The last Abrahamic covenant was particularized in this covenant through his descendants. 17:7 Genesis, I will establish my covenant between me and you, Abraham, your descendants, Abraham's descendants, after you in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be God to you, your descendants after you. Verse 9. And the Lord said to Moses, behold, I come to you in the thick cloud, and the people may hear when I speak with you and believe you forever. So Moses told the words of the people to the Lord. God's voice in the thick cloud was to make the people hear, believe forever. Verse 10. Then the Lord said to Moses, go to the people and consecrated them or sanctified them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. A physical preparation to wash their clothes was a piece of evidence to set apart their heart from the world into heaven, or from flesh into God's spirit, as well as not to come near their wives in verse 15 too. Verse 11, 13. And let them be ready for the third day, for on the third day the Lord will come down upon Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. You shall set bounds for the people all around, saying, take care to yourselves that you do not go up to the mountain or touch its base. Whoever touches the mountain shall surely be put to death. Not a hand shall touch him, but he shall surely be stoned or shot with an arrow. Whether man or a beast, he shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come near the mountain. So Moses went down from the mountain to the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes, and he said to the people, be ready for the third day, do not come near your wives. The people should be ready for the third day, when the Lord will appear on the Mount Sinai, set with a fence or a boundary, where neither man or no beast must even touch, not to be subject to death penalty. It's observed that God's appearing place was so holy. No, 16, question 3. Then it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thunderings and lightning, and a thick cloud on the mountain, and the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. On the third day in the morning, right here, the extraordinary climate events of thunderings, lightning, and the cloud, a Levite's very loud sound of blowing trumpet, caused all the people to tremble. Because in verse 9, God had the purpose to make the people hear and believe the covenant forever. Here, God may speak his voice to his people wherever he pleases, diversity of operations in order to benefit all the people. 1 Corinthians 12:6-7. And there are diverse activities, operations, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all profit. 17:24. And Moses brought the people out of a camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. And now Mount Sinai was completed in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked, earthquake greatly. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded along, and become louder, louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain. And the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain. Moses went up. And the Lord said to Moses, go down and warn the people, lest they break through to the gaze at the Lord, and many of them perish. In other words, that they should be killed. Also, 22, also let the priests who come near the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them. But Moses said to the Lord, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for you warned us, saying, set bounds around the mountain and consecrate it. Then the Lord said to him, away, get down, and then come up, you and Aaron with you. But do not let priests and the people break through to come up to the Lord, lest he break out against them. So Moses went down to the people and spoke to them. God communicated with Moses on the top of Mount Sinai. When the long blast of the trumpet sounded louder in its full smoke and great earthquake, not to be subject to death penalty, nobody may look at the Lord, and nobody, even priests, may enter the boundary except Moses and Aaron. Then the Lord would give the Ten Commandments to Moses in the next chapter, Exodus chapter 20. So we covered all three questions. We are seeing page 5, pray for continually, let go, let God. Because the CCH Church, his share, is his church, not you know, our church or my church. The commentary of the Bible by verse is coming for this and future generation. So based upon let go, let God, for example, here, let me click on, you know, up to 2020, that happened, so far that happened, but still a lot of, you know, progress. ebook.churches, you may still available, 70% off, so available, you may choose colorful book, so that is helpful Christian life, daily life, and the other one, verse by verse exposure study portion. pray for Muslim here, basically in Arabic speaking Arabic language Muslim people. But the other one we have a Farsi is David, Afghanistan and Iran. The last one, pray keep on Ukraine, Russia, Afghanistan, Burma among unavoidable battle. Lottery is the power struggle to look for the true peace in Jesus Christ. Let's sing all together the bulletin, Maranatha song, the last one. Maranatha is a Calvary Chapel movement, the founder music company. So Maranatha song, page 76, number 10.